We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the Score.
Happy opening day, everybody.
Happy opening day.
Lynn Bramer thought this was the greatest rock and roll song ever written. It's right up there. It's very, very high.
It's a great song.
He was wrong. I told him so to his face many a time. It's Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who. And not your version where you scream.
I was going to say, I know.
Where we don't get Mitch again. Not that one.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm positive.
I know that Bramer loves that version, though.
He did?
Yeah! Oh, yeah. He loves the Mitch album. And remember what he said about my singing? It's like a special combination of unapologetically bad and beautiful.
See, that's perfect.
Yeah.
He got it. He understood the bit.
Oh, he loved the bit.
Man, I miss writing Cubs parody songs with that guy. We did it a ton of times and miss him very much today. And I'll miss him even more on Monday for the Cubs home opener.
Yeah. And very few, if any, people were more associated with opening day and the Cubs in this town than the late, great Lynn Bramer. So here is one of his many tributes to this holiday. Opening day.
We make a beginning. Tobacco chaws and rally caps, sliders and split fingers, deep green fields and long white lines. A tumble of arcane numbers. Earned run average, hits and walks per innings pitched. Numbers, random and unforgettable. 61, 512. 714. Maybe it started early. 7 years old, you're back against the warm red brick of the corner candy store holding an improbably colored bottle of pop, something like Tahitian Treat or Mountain Dew. Your throat choked with those slabs of baseball card bubblegum while you study those stats with an intensity a tale of two cities will never inspire. Those timeless portraits. Nellie Fox, his cheek puffed like an adder. Maybe it began when you held your dad's hand as you walked into a ballpark a long time ago and realized that black and white television didn't tell the truth. It never told you about that green, that impossible green, the ball field. Where else would the memory of cigar smoke be as comforting as a box of Cracker Jack? How do we remember all those names? The famous, the infirm, the mighty, and the fallen. The splendid splinter, the big train. The Big Hurt, The Hawk, Hack, guys named Pumpsy, Dizzy, and Swish. The baseball season, a dance we do with memory. We've waited long enough. The winter is over when the umpires urge grown men to play.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.